All right, I'm obviously disappointed with how we played last week, the outcome of the game. You know, I think I can speak for the defense and the coaching staff. We've got a bad taste in our mouths. We're looking forward to getting back out on the field this Sunday and getting back to the defense that we know we can be, the defense we know we are. We're also looking forward to defining our season in this last 2 weeks, you know, and finishing strong. You know, I think some things happened early in the game, you know, and momentum got going their way, and they played well. I got to give them credit. You know, it was a complete 180 from the previous time we played them. You know, we had a lot of things go well the first game. They didn't, and then it flipped on us. But, yeah, we had some guys do some uncharacteristic stuff. Starts with me. I need to do a better job putting guys in position to make plays. We need to do a better job executing. So it was one of our not one of our best performances as a defense. It makes it frustrating to lose, and it makes it frustrating to lose a game that had that much meaning. And it's always frustrating when teams can run the football on you. There's probably nothing in the game that's more frustrating than that. I'm not going to make excuses for them. You know, we have a motto. You know, when we're out on the field, whether it's 90 plays, 60 plays, 110 plays, it's more TV time for us. We got to go out there, execute, and perform. A little bit. I mean, we weren't. When Johnny was on the scout team, he was running the offense that we were going against. Now, Kyle had some similar stuff up in training camp, you know, with Johnny that we saw way back when. We were able to go back and look at some of our defenses through training camp cut-ups and, you know, how we attacked the line of scrimmage and where guys were, you know, on some of the option type stuff. So we were able to go back and do some of that, but not at this point in the season. No, probably no. I mean, as far as, you know, size, you know, the guy that, and arm talent, the guy that kind of jumps out to you is probably Big Ben. But, I mean, at this point in his career compared to where Cam is, Cam makes a lot more plays with the ball below his shoulder, you know, than what probably Ben does right now. So we usually carry a large enough inventory where we can sway it one way or the other. But we're expecting Cam to go. Yeah, I mean, I can't speak about last year because I wasn't here, but, you know, I think Paul's done a really nice job. You know, I think we've obviously changed a lot technique-wise from what he's been used to. Our system compared to previous systems that he might have played in. I think Brian Fleury's done a great job with him. And I think Paul bought in to the fact that, hey, we got to stop the run early, get teams behind the sticks, and that's going to allow me to go rush the passer. And that's obviously the best thing he's done. And I'm happy for him. I'm happy he got double-digit sacks. We're hoping to get him 14-plus. That way he can break the franchise record. We had to scrap a lot of our game plan. But, you know, I thought Poyer came in and did a nice job at the nickel position. There's obviously certain things we have to do with him that we game plan-wise, we were going to do more with a corner in that spot. And then, to be completely honest with you, I didn't know what to expect from Pierre. His last real game action was in the preseason. I know he's worked really hard on the scout team. He's benefited from going against guys like Hawkins and Josh Gordon every single day. And, you know, you gotta give that kid some credit. You know, he's worked his butt off, and he went out there, and he played really well. He was physical in the run game. He did really good job in coverage. So, I was pleased with both those guys that stepped up into those roles. But to answer your question, it does make it difficult, especially in our system, when you do lose two corners early in the game when you only have four up. I think Jabal has had a productive season. It just, like we've talked about earlier in the year, might not show up in the stats. There were two or three times where Jabal had great rushes in that game, forced Andy Dalton to get off his spot, and he had to either throw the ball away or he forced a bad throw. That doesn't show up, obviously, in the stat sheet as a sack or whatever, but he's been disruptive. He's probably our best outside linebacker against the run. I know everybody looks at sacks. You know, sacks come in bunches. Some years you get them, some years you don't, but he's been a good player for us. Whatever it was, you know, that attitude, that it factor, we need to find it. We need to find it every week, and I think Pet's done a great job changing the culture. We talked a lot as a defense on Monday. Hey, guys, we plan on in the future being in a lot of big games like this. we can't come out and play this way. So we've had conversations internally, you know, with the players, what they thought it might have been, what we thought it might have been, to prevent that in the future. But that's something for us to be able to take the next step as an organization. We need to be playing our best football in critical situations or critical games like this past Sunday was. You know, and I think that that's part of the process of becoming a good football team, a playoff team, a championship football team, is knowing how to play big in big moments. There were two critical penalties in that game. The Mingo hit, obviously we were off the field on third down, gave him a 15-yard penalty. Then they went on to score a touchdown, and, you know, that was a 15-play drive that, you know, took a lot of gas out of our guys, there's no doubt. And then the other critical one was on the turnover, you know, the low block. You know, it would have given our offense the ball in field goal range. We come out of there hopefully with at least three. So that gets us points on the board right there in the first half. So, I mean, those were two big penalties in that first half that we committed as a defense that can't happen. Can't happen. I thought he's battled through a lot of injuries. You know, he's played hurt for us. I'm excited that he's going to play in his 100th game on Sunday. That's quite an accomplishment. It speaks a lot to what kind of player he is, what kind of person he is. But, you know, Rubes is kind of like the heart and soul of that D-line group. You know, he's rock solid, you know, technician, going to always keep the linebackers free. So, you know, I'm glad he's a Brown.